Now, America's leading gun lobby has spoken out against President Barack Obama's gun control plans, calling them an attack on firearms. The National Rifle Association has said the proposals only target law-abiding gun owners and fails to protect people, especially children. The reaction came just hours after Obama unveiled the proposals aimed at curbing gun violence. The $500 million plan calls for a ban on assault weapons and broader background checks on gun buyers. Obama also signed 23 executive orders, which do not require congressional approval. The plans were announced a month after one of the most tragic gun-related incidents in the U.S., which shook the American society to its core.
In the month since 20 precious children and six brave adults were violently taken from us at Sandy Hook Elementary, more than 900 of our fellow Americans have reportedly died at the end of a gun.
Well, to discuss that a bit further, we're now joined with Mr. Brent Badowski, who is a columnist at the Hill newspaper, who is joining us now via satellite from Washington. Mr. Badowski, as always, thanks a lot for joining us. Now, is this move by Obama good, A, to begin with, and is it enough at this point?
Well, in my opinion, it's very good. It's not quite enough, but it is very strong. It's more than anyone would have imagined before the latest round of mass murders. I have to say, the National Rifle Association has a lot of power, but their favorable rating among Americans is going down. People are starting to dislike them, except for their own members, and even a lot of their own members are starting to get nervous. They are a reactionary, hostile group. They are obsessed with guns, machine guns, semi-automatic weapons, military-style weapons. I mean, people don't have to go hunting to kill a bird or a deer with a machine gun. It's ridiculous. And they personally attack the president. They attack personally anybody who supports a gun control. The most important political point is, number one, they are less popular now by far than they were even a month ago. And number two, I think President Obama is going to wage a major fight. It's going to be ugly. It's going to be nasty and vicious. We'll win. I'm supporting the president, of course. We'll win some things and we won't win everything, but it's something that should have happened a long time ago, and this is going to be a major, major fight.
Mr. Badowski, if I could just play devil's advocate for a moment, you know, even many anti-war activists online are still very touchy about things like the Second Amendment and gun rights in the United States. So how then does one come to terms with that?
Well, the Second Amendment does allow a number of guns to be in the hands of people, but it does not allow, and even conservative justices of the Supreme Court, Justice Antonin Scalia, who I never agree with on anything, says the government does have a right under the Second Amendment to regulate the semi-automatic military-style weapons. So it's a matter of balance. No one wants to take all guns away from all people. We're talking about a limited number of guns that murder repeatedly, mass murder, children measured in the dozens. Hunters don't need that. You don't have to have a machine gun to kill a bird or to kill a deer. You don't have to take away people's handguns. Nobody is proposing that right now with any chance of succeeding. The president's not proposing that. But what they are proposing are the kind of weapons that kill large numbers of people. They kill children. They kill police. They kill innocent people. They work like machine guns. They're the kind of weapons that should be used in a war, not the kind of weapons that should be used in the schools.
All right, we'll have to leave it there for now. That was Mr. Brent Badowski, a columnist at the Hill newspaper, speaking to us live from Washington. Mr. Badowski, as always, we appreciate your insight.